Wiggins America right now, but we're going to push that back a little bit with Ryan Wiggins' permission to talk to our friend Evan Brown, who is with us to talk about what is taking place in the Southeast. Evan Brown is a Fox News national correspondent. Evan, thank you for being here with us today. It's good to have you here.
Hi there. Good morning or good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, right here, 12:50 in the afternoon. Can you tell us what is taking place with Hurricane Milton, how the country is preparing for it?
Well, the country, I couldn't tell you about it. If you want to talk about Florida, we could talk about that. Florida is certainly getting people out of the way, and a lot of people are heeding these calls to evacuate, and that's the most important thing that can be done. Really up and down the whole western Gulf Coast of Florida, we want to make sure that we can get everyone out of the way of storm surge, which could be as high as 15 feet in some places, especially around Tampa Bay. That's a lot of water that comes rushing in.
Does that mean, just for us Midwesterners, does that mean that you have a wall of water coming, a wave coming at you that's 15 feet tall?
It is more like a wave. It's more like rising water that just comes from the sea. It doesn't necessarily come in waves. It just sort of builds. But it washes everything off of its foundation. It destroys homes, it destroys businesses, and it kills people. People don't really survive it. If they do, it's a fluke. You don't want to put money on that.
Yeah.
Get out of the way. And in many cases, it just means moving 5 or 10 miles. You know, it's just getting out of the way of this rising sea. Now, of course, 5 or 10 miles away, you're still going to get wind. You're probably going to get the power knocked out. You'll be wet. You may be miserable even, but you'll be alive. And maybe, you know, after it recedes, you can go home and check out, you know, if you had damage or not, or if you do, you can get that whole process started, which is another catastrophe to have to deal with. But we're looking first and foremost, obviously, to save lives.
Correct. Fox News national correspondent Evan Brown with us right now. How much of an intersection is there in where Milton is potentially headed and where Helene has already been?
It's a perfect intersection. Helene, as it made a north run through the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast, was swiping the entire western coast of Florida with its wind and its water and its storm surge, and a lot of this same area is going to be hit again. So there's a lot of debris cleanup that's moving into double time to try to get as much of that picked up, because that just becomes another hazard. But ultimately, it probably won't all get picked up, and there's really not much you can do about it. It is a problem. This is a place that's definitely getting a 1-2 punch.
Evan, this is Ryan Wiggins. Florida deals with this more often than most do. How are the residents of Florida treating this one? Same old thing? You know, they've got their protocol, or are they treating this differently?
No, this is a very tiring thing to have to go through, and it comes at a time where everything else is not good either. You know, our economy, as everyone is aware, is not very good around the country, and wallets are tight, and budgets are tight. And with that, we have had a significant insurance catastrophe for the past couple of years here, where there are homes and properties that are underinsured or uninsured, and a lot of people relying on a state-backed insurer of last resort that is overtaxed, if you will. With that, there will be people who will have trouble getting made whole on the other side of this. Even if they are insured, the hurricane deductible, because you have to submit a hurricane claim, not just your regular claim under your policy, that hurricane deductible could be tens of thousands of dollars in and of itself. In fact, even from my own, and I live in the Miami area and I'm not near water, my hurricane deductible is $22,000.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that's unsustainable for people.
For most people, it will be. Now, on the other side of that is the fact that FEMA could and often has always done emergency loans to homeowners for unsecured up to $25,000. After that, they put a lien on the property. But it's, very low financing, like 1%. They defer interest and defer payment for, a year. It was, a very good program. But if what we're hearing is true on these other matters, that FEMA is out of money, and I don't want to get too far into that hole, but if they are, does that affect the ability or the speed in which they can issue those loans? Because a lot of people won't necessarily have $22,000 to plunk down to get repairs started.
Yeah.
And they may have to put that on credit card but maybe they don't have that capability right now because the because our economy is in bad shape and everyone has run up their credit cards.
That's right.
So we have a real problem. I mean, look, everyone likes the hurricane, the scare factor and the guy on TV holding on to the tree trunk and blowing away. And that's all well and good. And everyone thinks that's TV. And then it's over 2 days later. It's not. These are years long events. For the people who live in these places, and they're facing economic peril more so than, obviously there's a physical danger to their lives, but they're evacuating.
Yeah.
But there's an economic peril that comes afterwards.
Before we let you go, we don't have much time left here. We're speaking with Eben Brown. Is there any advice, solid advice for people here living in the Midwest of how we can the most quickly affect some sort of charity generosity to help the people who are going to be in the line of this storm and recovering from the last?
There are a number of charities out there that I can't necessarily endorse one over the other. I would just recommend people do their diligence to make sure it's not a scam. Mm-hmm. Obviously money is fungible and therefore goes a long way. But look, there's going to be a need for food and water and medicine and clothing and things like that, blankets, all that kind of stuff. So, I would recommend, people kind of look into the charities that they've heard of and they know of and they trust, and that that might be the best way to go about something like that. But yeah, there's going to be a need for help down here as well as manpower. I mean, there'll be church groups and other groups that will arrange for, humans to travel down and just be pairs of hands.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Very, very important for people to use that time as well. Eben Brown, thank you for the time today. We appreciate it. We're praying for you and for everybody in the line of this storm, and we hope that we get the best outcome possible.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I mean, I've talked about this on occasion, but my husband and I went to Joplin, Missouri to help clean up after the tornado. Life-changing for me. I don't stand on my porch anymore and watch the sirens go off and see what's coming. It's time to get down in the basement. But I just imagine this hurricane cleanup is similar to that on such a grand scale.
Yeah, he said years long. And he's right. We all think about the Weather Channel moment, but way past that.
Wiggins America at 145, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, stick around for that. We're going to speak with Tammy Bruce in the next hour as well. Does the government control the weather? That's the YouTube poll. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back.